The wonder of technology means no limitations. I can speak to anyone, anywhere. Today would be the Cape. John Mark Mayer, he's the guy that we're getting to know today. John Mark, hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well yourself, Janine, shall I say Janine or Janine?
Janine will do.
Perfect.
I'm glad, fine and fabulous. Listen, we got to get to know you first because I know you can sing, that I've received the music and I've been stalking you on socials and everything to see who you are and all. But let's introduce you as the person you are, the one without the extra fluff and the bio and the nicely made photos and everything. The guy at home, who's John Mark there?
Yeah, so Jean-Marc Mayer, well, basically I am a musician, producer, and also a music educator. So basically, just to give you a little bit of info about myself, started out as a musician, basically performing, but then transitioned into teaching. And then later on, I took up music production, where I started to just produce a lot. So most of my days, I really spend about 7 days a week just producing. And then obviously a combination of teaching during the week at my music school, or then also at the private school that I'm also teaching at. And then at many occasions, I get a request to do music as well, where I would play instrumental-based music and then also, sing. I'm obviously busy with ministry stuff as well, especially with church things and like that. So, a full schedule.
He's got a busy life there. Listen, personality-wise, I'm always curious whether the people we see on stage is what you're actually like. Introvert, extrovert, what do you do when you don't make music?
Yeah, so I must say a lot of times, I've been married for about 10 years now, and I was speaking to my wife the other day, and we really discussed, planning the future and going ahead. And for the past 10 years since we've been married, we've literally been just working, grafting on our craft, in our careers and things like that. A lot of times we actually don't get a lot of time to do anything fun, to leave the house. But when we do leave the house, especially, we would like to just go out to, especially Cape Town with our little puppy we have, and then just enjoy the day, together. We recently celebrated our 10-year anniversary, which is actually the same day that I released my song, Year's Eve. So, very cool. I think I've obviously, since I don't have children at this stage in my life, I'm just very focused on, enhancing my craft and becoming a better myself. Always comparing myself to the old John Mark, not comparing myself to anyone else, but always trying to just be a better me, in terms of my career and my music and my craft. So,
And knowing Jesus, how did that happen?
So this is probably the most extraordinary testimony of my life. So I came from a broken background. I didn't know anything about God. My parents didn't serve God, and I met at that stage, she was my girlfriend, now my wife. We've been married 10 years, like I said. We've known each other for about 17 years, and basically she was basically saved all her life. Got saved at the age of probably like 6 years old, got filled with the Holy Spirit. And I met her as someone that was saved at that time. She invited me to church and I went. And in this church, there was a man of God and he was preaching this message. And he said, listen, I feel there's someone in this area just sitting here and I need to pray for this person. And, with all the boldness I had, I went up and I stood in front, of this church. It was a big church at that time. And he asked me, what should I pray for you? What is in your heart? What is your request? And I said, listen, just pray for my parents because, I came from this rough background and everything like that. But as soon as he put his hand on my head, the power of God came on me so tangibly. It felt like electricity that went through my body. Sure. And I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I've never experienced an experience like this in my life where I felt like a literal hand was entering into my body and it shook me. The power of God shook me, and I walked back and I was speaking in a spiritual language, and I didn't understand a thing, because I wasn't exposed to that. For me, it was like, odd, hearing people laughing in the spirit and just enjoying the things of the spirit. And, I was this conservative, reserved guy, but as soon as I walked back into my house after that service, my mom was like, Buta, there's something different about you. What's going on? And I said, Mom, I just got filled with the Holy Spirit. And from that age of 17, I just, you know, fervently continued to serve God. I made a lot of, you know, sacrifices, you know, in terms of, you know, leaving. It's not really a sacrifice, because if we're living for God, you know, we're laying down this flesh, you know. It's not, if we're serving God, it's not, you know, a sacrifice really for the flesh, because, you know, I always say this, that the price of disobedience is greater than the price of obedience.
Yeah.
So, you know, my life has been, yes, I've been disobedient, but we all learn, you know, praise God for his mercy and his grace. But I thank him, you know, every day, you know, we're walking the road. Jesus has paved the road, and we continue to walk this road, you know, in the spirit from glory to glory. And we thank God for his mercy. And we need his mercy every day, his grace every day, you know. So, yeah, praise God. That's where I started to serve God.
The thing is, life happens, and especially as a musician, disappointments, yeah. Disillusionments. You've got these dreams, and then it turns out to be, it feels impossible that the doors won't open and the opportunities won't come. And I've literally spoken to, especially people that's in the music industry, who get so disappointed that they're disappointed in God. They had preconceived ideas of what God was going to do for them. And I mean, they called to do music. That's the word they use, called, mandated to do music. And then it doesn't work out, and they've got to do other stuff as well. Have you felt that on your skin as well?
Definitely, I must say, you know, this has been probably the past, you know, I'd say definitely 10 years even of my life. I thought at one stage I wasn't going to do music anymore, you know. But to kind of give you a little bit of a background regarding your question pertaining to my own life, and this is where I did a normal job. You know, I studied music. I was sponsored to go study music. And, you know, I practiced a lot, you know, even in high school. You know, I was always a fervent, you know, musician, always trying to improve myself. And my parents didn't have the money, you know, to send me for study. So I was sponsored by this man, a businessman that sponsored me to go study. I finished my studies. And then my mom said, you know, son, you have to go work, you know, we have to pay rent, you have to help us. And I had to take up a normal job, and I had to take up a job that actually works on cars. I had to work sometimes 24 hours a day, 26 hours a day, you know, like, I mean, past 24 hours, you know.
Yeah.
And at one stage I thought, you know, God, where is this? But I remember myself listening to sermons while I was working on these cars. I had my headphones and I was just listening to sermons. I was praying in the spirit. And I just had all this information, revelation just dumped into my spirit that God is faithful and God will come through. And one day I took a step of faith. I had the last 200 rand in my bank account. The 100 rand I spent for business cards, the other 100 rand I put in petrol in my car. And I drove to like random people's houses, just, you know, dumped these business cards there in the post boxes. And I built up a client basis. But in terms of the music industry, I was always a guy that just said, to give you a more of an idea, I was in this band. And the Lord said one day, one morning, he woke me up. This is the first time I heard God's voice audibly in my life. And he said, son, you're giving this up now, but you are going to gain more. And I shook in my spirit, like, Lord, you're actually referring to this band, because it was a Christian band, but it wasn't totally spirit inspired for my life. And so I went to a church where I started to serve in a ministry. And, you know, when you start serving, you actually, you take the lowest position. I didn't even start with music. My pastor said, you know, you want to be in the worship team, go roll up a cable, you know. I had to serve. I had to learn to go down, you know. And I mean, so that's where I started. And even where I was building myself up with a client basis for teaching, you know, I only worked 2 days of the week, but the other 2 days I actually went to the church offices. And I did everything. I served. I cleaned, you know, because for me, even I felt like a lot of times, you know, Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but sometimes you are doing things that is irrelevant to the craft that you desire to do, but it's actually preparing your character. You know, a lot of guys have the gift. They've got the natural gift. And then once they go upstage, their character doesn't really match with their gift. It's almost like they're not prepared for that level, you know, in terms of that exposure. So they mess up later on in their life. And I said, Lord, I rather don't want to mess up. You will open the right doors when it comes, you know, and if you want to exalt me and elevate me in that area, then you do it, Lord. But for me, I first focused on my character. And a lot of times I felt like in my music, it's just dying. You know, I just use it for myself a lot of times in the room, you know. But I always said, I'll still improve. You know, One man of God, my pastor, I'm sure you actually had him on your radio station, actually, once or twice, but his name is Benjamin Arday. And he once spoke to me and he said to me, it works like this. You know, you take an elastic band and you put it around your fingers and you pull it back. And, a lot of people are seeing that you're going backwards. Even yourself, you're feeling like you're going backwards. But then when you release that elastic band, it shoots like a rocket, you know. And then he said to me, some guy said it's 99% preparation and 1% execution. But then he said, I want to say this, it's 100% preparation and God will execute. And so if you just keep on preparing, you know, then God will push you forward and he will send you. And if he works in that character, you know, and that's what I've been taught in this ministry, in the house where I've been serving, it's all about the character. Because if you've got the character, you'll be able to handle the things, the blessings, you know, that God brings. And so as I was serving, he came up to me and he said, listen, you've been faithful. Take the keys of the offices and go teach yourself everything about music production. And so I sat there for hours and I would teach myself. And then as I was teaching myself about music production and learning all these different kinds of instruments, because today I can say I'm a multi-instrumentalist, you know, I actually started to make tracks for the church and worship sessions that we had, until I even got requests, you know, from people internationally and also locally to start making music for them, you know. So that was basically a big blessing, an investment in my life, that this man of God has invested into me, you know, by just giving me the opportunity to excel my craft in the music industry. And so, you know, for, like I said, a lot of times it felt like I was just serving, I was doing nothing. But then God opened up the door, you know, and I was just obedient to take that step of faith and sit there for hours and just, you know, you got to put in the work. Yeah. And a lot of guys, they don't want to put in the work. So I had to put in the work and God blessed. And today I can say that I'm a full-time musician and music producer and teacher, you know. So praise God, you know.
Now I'm thinking when the Israelites, God could have given them Canaan one shot, but it says there that he did not give them all of it at once so that the wild animals will not devour them. That there's a reason why you get it bit by bit, that you go forward bit by bit and you fight each battle and do it with the Lord. And it's a slow route and it's a low route, but if you're willing to take the whole route, yeah, it can get there. But by the way, I like the fact that you use socials, that you use what you've got to work with and you use that to reach out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, today we're in a digital age and, you know, we do want to obviously, you know, have a reach and a following in terms of, you know, to get the message out there. I think most of the times the songs that I write, you know, and that's where my heart has always been, to write songs that is spirit inspired, that is biblical, you know, so that we can get songs out there. There's a lot of songs going out there, you know, today. And, you know, but we do need songs that are spiritual songs. I believe there's a lot of songs that are going out there in this world, but we are in a desperate need for spiritual songs that has been birthed, you know, by testimonies, but that's birthed from the spirit realm, you know, as we are in prayer, you know, anointed songs that will touch lives, you know. And so, yeah, I think media is a powerful tool to convey these messages. And essentially, you know, we're trusting God to give us the songs and also the strategy, you know, to put these songs out on unique ways and produce them on unique ways. So that it's a little bit different. You know, I like to stretch myself in terms of production, you know, with different styles and things like that. So I'm not closed-minded. I like to be open in terms of the style and approach of music that I do. Yeah, but I am definitely on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. And most of the content that I, you know, because I'm an independent musician, I created myself. So, yeah.
No, but it's exciting because there are no limitations. You don't need money to get that done. You know, you can use your own time. You don't have to book studios and anything like that. If it's so possible to have a reach these days. You just have to have some time and a willing heart.
Yes, I agree with you.
Okay, I want to talk to you about your perception of the Lord as well, because obviously you got saved early. And even though you've been married, when I look at your photos and even at your videos, I'm so surprised that you've already been married for 10 years. You look so young. But music has got a way to cross the youth barrier, huh? The limitation that people have, that you have to have a title and you have to have some age behind you before people are willing to listen. Somehow music supersedes that. It's amazing how music has got say in everyone's lives.
Yes. Yeah, I think, those that inspired me, to do music, they're always, interestingly enough, we talk about the physical appearance, they looked younger, they acted younger, in terms of not like being immature, but they just, were relevant, with their approaches, and I think in today's life, we also, I believe, I'm 32 years old, if you look at Ies Year, the song that I wrote, I was 20 years old when I wrote that song, but it took me 12 years to perfect it and just to decide to take it. I was actually encouraged by a fellow musician by the name of Johnny Davids, whom I started to work with this year. I've produced a couple of songs for him. I initially sang his first single that I did on the demo, and he said, "Listen, is this you singing?" And I said, "That's me singing." And he said, "No, you need to put out your own music." And I was always, reluctant to put out my own music, just because I was this kind of guy that will take in, my coloring pencils and try to color in the visions for others. I was also always that kind of guy, until he said, "No, take this song and do this song," and I was just encouraged to do that, but also, I believe there is a timing and a reason for every season, I believe if I had to put out that song earlier, it wouldn't have had the same impact as it had now. And so, I believe that we just also have to be sensitive to the times and just allow God nothing to push us. We've sometimes got a lot of content to put out there, and we feel so pressured because especially today we need to post every day. We need to, put out all this stuff every day. But if we just do it the right time, it will reach the right crowd at the right time to touch a life,
Fullness of time. I want to ask you about, I was referring just now to your perception of the Lord, because you're part of the body of Christ and because all of us go through things at specific times in our lives, and because of what you're reading and where you are in the Bible, there's parts of the Lord that stand out more to you than other parts, parts of his character and what you're experiencing at the moment. If I had to ask you, when you're worshiping, which bit of him wows you most at the moment?
Yeah, I think everyone, if you ask them, for instance, what scripture is dear to your heart, everyone is going to have a scripture, and they will definitely acknowledge, I do acknowledge the whole word of God, but there's these scriptures that have spoken to me in my life. And I think, over these years, that there's certain scriptures and word that has encouraged my life and the way that I see the Father. You see, I grew up without, a father, in terms of like my biological father. I didn't know him. I met him the first time in my life at the age of 26. So the biggest thing for me in the battle I had was rejection, that I had to fight. And we're still fighting that thing today, And also I had to fight that rebellion, I had to deal with rebellion in my life, And those are the biggest two killers, the rejection and the rebellion, as I've been taught with, being serving under, the ministry that I've been serving at, And this is the biggest thing that is in the church today and in our life. And if I could just say one thing that I'm seeing, that God is a loving Father. God loves us, but he does not accept our sin. He does not like our sin. And so the thing is, if I can always just go back to the word, there are certain scriptures, in the Afrikaans, there's actually, I know we're doing this in English, but the Afrikaans has a very powerful scripture. There's a scripture, I think it's Psalm 139, verse 23-24, I think, where it just says, "Here, deurgrond my heart en sien alle onrus raak," and lay me op u beproefde pad. And that the Lord will see the unrest in our lives, and that he will basically plow through our hearts, and see all these things in our heart and take out the wrong. This is how I'm seeing Jesus. He comes, he takes you through a process, which is in this desert, and he reveals yourself, to yourself, so that you can see the ugly. But then he starts to deal with the ugly, you know, and he starts to take that out. But because God is gentle and God is spirit and God is true, he starts to work deep, you know, and he comes and he's gentle. He doesn't take out everything just like suddenly at that, like you want always. He comes and he's gentle and he deals and he teaches you, because if he just took out everything, you won't have the testimony and you won't have the power to actually go and speak, you know, and say, well, this is the process God had to take me through. You know, so I'm seeing God as that, as a loving father that also always wants to take us closer to him. He does. That's the thing. If we draw nigh unto him, then he will draw near to us.
Yeah.
And the grace that he gives us is actually to show the ugly in ourselves so that we can draw closer to him and become more like him at the end of the day. So that is how we are being perfected, you know, in this earth while we are here and we have our breath here. Yeah, praise God.
Tell me about your song, He Is He. This is the song that we're going to play and everybody's going to hear what it sounds like. But when we listen to it, what is it that you want me to hear?
Yeah, so, you know, He Is He is essentially from Psalm 46. And, you know, I wasn't always a natural songwriter. You know, I pray God will give me more songs from the Spirit, as I've just mentioned. But I always said, you know, like I'm not going to push myself to write anything. So where can I start? And you know, the best place to start is the Word of God. And so I took that scripture that was dear to my heart, which basically just, you know, speaks about the establishment of God's kingdom. But also, if we look at, you know, the Psalm 46, it speaks about that, you know, if I can say this in Afrikaans, He is for ons 'n toevlug en 'n beskermer. Hy was nog altyd bereid om te help in nood. Daarom is ons nie bang. Hy goedheid en liefde is my gesang. Hy is my lewe, my hartsbegeerte, die hoeksteen van my hart. If we look at that scripture, that just basically speaks about the peace of God, that really transcends all understanding. We'll guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus within the world, the times that we are in. If we look at the world, even nature, you know, even if we think about things happening in nature in this world, the Bible speaks about these things, you know, and what's going on geopolitically in the world and what's going on inside of it, the wrestlings we have of inside, you know, that this song is basically just an encouragement for the listener to know that God is ons toevlug. You know, we draw closer to him, run to the Lord, you know, seek him. It speaks about the city Jerusalem, which is really the city of peace, which is inside of our hearts. You know, if we are in peace, which is in Christ, seated with Christ, then we will be fine. We are children of God. We have God's protection. We have the blood over us, you know, the powerful, mighty blood of Jesus over us. We have that protection, and he will keep us strong. And he will not forsake us in these times that we are in. Yeah,
okay,
that's basically.
Okay, we're going to listen to the song. And I just want to also refer people, if they want to follow you, where do they go to?
If you go to Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, it's just Jean-Marc Meyer. So J-E-A-N hyphen M-A-R-C and then Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. And then also my music production studio is goes under the name Minnelied, so M-I-N-N-E-L-I-E-D, Minnelied Studios. Yeah, and you will also be able to find my music, vocal music that I do, and also instrumental music on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, YouTube Music. Yeah, I'm basically everywhere.
Minnelied, that would be a love song in Afrikaans, Minnelied. And then the song we're going to listen to, Jean-Marc Meyer, is He Is Here, and this is what it sounds like.